Joining us live now with more is Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman. Congressman, nice to have you back with us on WTOP. I want you to listen to a bit of a small piece of the conversation we had with Virginia U.S. Senator Tim Kaine, who voiced this concern about President Trump and the escalation of tensions with Iran.
My worry is that the president is wrongly believing that he can initiate war on his own without the careful debate that the American public is entitled to and a vote by Congress.
I want to get your reaction to what the senator had to say and also about the current situation between the U.S. and Iran. What are your concerns about this?
Well, first of all, the president can take action to defend the United States if it's in any sort of extended conflict. The senator is right. There does need to be an authorization of the use of military force, and I do not believe that the authorization of use of military force authorization that took place in 2001 covers this particular situation. So in any sort of extended effort there, the president does need the permission of Congress. As to where we are right now, I applaud the president for not engaging in a kinetic strike against Iran, because I think he was correct in saying that it wasn't equal in response to what the Iranians have done, both with the attacks on ships and the attack and taking down of our unmanned aerial vehicle, the Global Hawk that was taken down. That being said, I do think that these economic sanctions are meaningful. They're impactful. It is a good economic response back. Obviously, the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini now says, well, that means negotiations are off. But I do believe it's an opportunity for our allies in Europe and other areas across the world to join with the United States to continue to put pressure on Iran to come to the table, because I ultimately believe that's where this is going to be solved, and that it doesn't need to accelerate the conflict. It needs to decelerate to a diplomatic solution where the parties sit down. And I think the communications continue through third parties, which is exactly how it should be, to be able to bring resolution to this and to get meaningful agreements on what Iran must do to stop its production of not only nuclear arms, but also the launch platforms used to deliver those nuclear weapons.
Do you see this being resolved diplomatically, given that it seems to be somewhat of a standoff right now?
Well, I think it has to be. Obviously, there's a lot of rhetoric at this particular point, but how this will proceed, I am certain, is by back-channel communications between both countries and hopefully allies in Europe and elsewhere to reach out to the Iranians to get them to the bargaining table. That's ultimately where this needs to be. I think folks both here in the Congress and the executive branch do not want this to turn into a conflict, because we've seen what's happened with those conflicts in the past with both Iraq and Afghanistan, where we still find ourselves today. We have to stand strong and defend U.S. interests. We cannot let their aggressive actions go unresponded to, but it also means, too, we have an obligation to make sure that we de-escalate these issues as they come up when Iran takes these actions, and make sure that it finally gets us to a point to negotiate a long-term settlement to the issue of their nuclear weapons programs and the launch platforms that are able to deliver those nuclear weapons.
All right. Thank you, Congressman. We appreciate you being with us. That's Virginia Congressman Whitman.